7:30 all the time.
All right, Dimitri had 9 tackles. He had a half tackle for a loss. And like I said, the defense allowed, I think it was 100. And I'll double check it, but I think it's like 120 yards in the second half. It was all they allowed.
What Bracco just kind of told us was that, you know, in terms of defending the tier and all that, you know, Washington State like to play from ahead and all that as well. Then he felt that they kind of balance out in the end in terms of the defense coming up in the second half and all that. How did you kind of see that play out in your end?
Yeah, we just had a bunch of guys step up. We had a couple guys go down, and very proud of them. But, like, we played the defense that we know. We were able to play the whole year, so that's what I saw out there.
And then in terms of, I mean, what happened after, you know, clock hits 000s and all that, where did you kind of find yourself in that whole storming scene?
I ended up wandering over to my parents and my girlfriend over there. I really wanted to spend it with my last home game possibly with my parents who raised me here, and it was just like a surreal moment. I had no idea what was going on in my head. I was just running. It was an instinct.
Mantier, their quarterback, was almost perfect in the first half, it seemed like. Between more pressure and better coverage, you think you got to them a little bit in the second half, maybe forced him into bad throws or some missed throws?
Yeah, I just felt like as an overall defense, we just tightened up a lot more in the defense in the second half. We just played exactly what we know how to play, and like it's just great to see that we are very capable against a very good team, and that we are able to play a whole half. We just need to be able to play a whole court or a whole game like that now. Yeah, so our coaches preach mindset, and we know third down is a very big down to any offense. They get it. It kind of lets them know that they have a kind of a role. But if a defense stops them, it gives the offense more confidence in defense to do whatever they want to do on the offense. So it was just great to know that we had that mindset going in to third down. Absolutely. This is exactly what I pictured it in. I'm glad we were able to show exactly the entire world what we were able to, and it's a great way to leave off in this home, my last home game here.
Jim, you guys had your backs against the wall. You entered your last game with a chance to go bowling. Can you talk about how the team, and especially the defense, have come together to make this a possibility for the bowl?
Well, it's just great to see, because our whole thing is that we're able and we're capable of doing whatever we want. And so when we see that we're able to win against a very good team, it gives us the most confidence over here. And so, like, going into the next week, I have the utmost confidence that we're going to attack the week, and then hopefully come up very strong next week and be able to go bowling in December.
Do you have – I know some guys in senior night got honored, you know, they still have a year available. Do you have a year available, or is this it for you?
This is it. This is my last year, sadly.
And in terms of that, you know, how did you guys, like seniors, kind of approach it this week in terms of, you know, guys like yourself who don't have, you know, that time left and all that, like other guys? How did you approach in terms of, like, we need to get these two, and we need to make this happen?
Yeah. So, like, we just needed to go in the week. We knew we had home field advantage here, and that it's our last home game, especially for all the seniors. And again, we have a attack mindset, and we just brought that to the field in the second half, and that's great to see.
So much defensive personnel shifting. Malik Elaine playing nose for a little bit. Sakali Woodard got in there on defensive line. Drew Speech, who played last week, but Drew Speech saw some action, all that too. When the defense is starting to gel, even with all that personnel going, what is kind of the feeling there for you?
It's just great to see other guys get opportunity and step up to these moments, because these are very big moments against a very good team over here. And so to see them step up and not flinch at the point of action, it's great to see.
Anyone else? All right, get out of here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitchell.